Videos and simulations are just some of the tools the Hubert Humphrey Project at the University of Minnesota places in the hands of future public sector leaders. Eric Schwartz is dean of the Humphrey School of Public Affairs at the University of Minnesota and a new National Academy of Public Administration Fellow. He is also former Assistant Secretary of State for Population, Refugees, and Migration. Mr. Secretary, thank you for joining me this afternoon. Congratulations on your selection as a NAPA Fellow. What is the reception like when you use modern 21st century innovative techniques to teach people public affairs and public service in government, and they look at you and say, I didn't think the government did anything that cool? Thank you for being on today, sir.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me, and thank you for your kind words. Well, at the Humphrey School of Public Affairs here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, we take the teaching of public affairs very, very seriously. In a lot of academic institutions, the focus is on research, as it is here, but it's also teaching is really important. What we found is that we've got to change with the times, and we've got to be ahead of the curve on teaching our students. And so rather than, you know, in many cases, rather than stand in front of a classroom and having a professor kind of drone on for, you know, the class period, we've used a lot of different tools and techniques to make the experience much more dynamic, interesting, and relevant for students. So we flip classrooms. So before the actual class, the students can go online and listen to the lecture, so they don't have to listen to the lecture in the classroom. And then in the classroom, they make use of case materials, video, and it's a much more active learning environment where practitioners and scholars can really, you know, work with students to give them a sense of what life is like in the world of practice, in public affairs practice. And that makes this environment a very dynamic and interesting one, and one that's much more relevant to the experience of the students once they leave a professional school of public affairs and go into government or go into the non-governmental sector or work for an international organization or any of the hundreds of things that people who want to be in public life can do.
I underlined two things in your bio, Eric, and I wonder how they relate to the way your students perceive you and the program as they come into it, and then how they might inform the way that they look at their experience when they come out of it. One of them is just your job title when you left the State Department, Assistant Secretary of State for Population, Refugees, and Migration. You manage State Department policy and programs for U.S. refugee admissions and U.S. international assistance. That's one piece. And your bio says that you served as the Department of State's principal humanitarian official. That's one sphere of perception that I imagine your students bring in. The other is that you managed a $1.85 billion budget. That's a managerial issue that not a lot of people, I imagine, in the humanitarian assistance field have a lot of experience with. And I wonder which of those students perceive more they're going to learn about when they come in and what they've got when they leave out of those two areas of expertise.
Well, you know, leadership and management at the Humphrey School is one of the most important areas of focus here in our curriculum, and we're one of the top-ranked public affairs schools in that particular area. But frankly, when I finish this interview, I'm going to go and teach a large class which we've called Managing Global Crises. And my students really are, and the students at the Humphrey School and undergraduates at the University of Minnesota, I think, are much more interested in the experiences I've had as a practitioner working for the U.S. government, working for the United Nations, working in the non-governmental community on issues of international humanitarian response. So when we learn, you know, when I teach my students about, you know, Bosnia, Syria, Libya, Iraq, East Timor, and all of the different places around the world where governments are are trying to come to grips with issues relating to civil conflict, reconstruction, I think, you know, those experiences, that information is really very interesting for students, and I think they feel very relevant to the kinds of careers they want to have, because we have a lot of students at the Humphrey School who want to go into international development work, international humanitarian assistance. They want to be foreign service officers. So the experience of a former practitioner who also happens to be the dean, I think, is really relevant for many of them. And so that's really what their major interest is. If they want, you know, training in leadership and management, they can get it here as well. But the focus of a lot of my teaching is really on what does the international humanitarian and human rights world look like.
Eric Schwartz is one of the newest fellows of the National Academy of Public Administration and former Assistant Secretary of State for Population, Refugees, and Migration, now at the Humphrey School of Public Affairs at the University of Minnesota. How does the time that you spent at the State Department, on the National Security Council, and in some of the United Nations positions that you held, Eric, how will those jobs and that experience inform what you hope to contribute to NAPA?
Oh, I think I'm not exactly sure, because I'm about to be inducted.
Well, you're
fellow,
close enough, Eric.
but what I would say is that increasing when I was when I've served in government, what became very, very clear to me is that issues that we confront, the big global issues that we confront as a country, as a society, cannot be siloed issues. They're not simply, when you're dealing with an issue like Syria, for example, or Iraq, or Libya, or you need to have at the table officials from the Department of State, obviously representatives from the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. Agency for International Development, Department. I don't know if I said the Department of Homeland Security. I may have. And so what that means is, what becomes critically important is a whole of government approach, an ability to cross boundaries and break down silos, so that you have an integrated policy response to a wide array of challenges that we confront. And I think, you know, when I was serving in government, that experience to me was the one that was in many respects most profound and important. And hopefully, as a fellow, I can draw on those experiences in providing advice and assistance.
And it strikes me that the key elements to breaking silos down are similar no matter what kind of agency you're in. It's understanding how a bureaucratic process works, not necessarily the particular one. Certainly there are interesting and unique elements in each individual agency, but the concepts are the same. Is that fair to say?
I think that's right. And for me, the concepts are very similar. And for me, having worked at the National Security Council, on the staff of the National Security Council, actually for 8 years, which is a long time to be at the NSC, there I got experience and exposure to the process of coordination and management of the many agencies of government, because that on the NSC staff, that's an important responsibility of the National Security Council. But also, having worked in at the State Department, having been in an agency, I also had a sense of the dynamic there, and those varying experiences I think are very valuable. Also, I happen to have had a fair amount of experience in the non-governmental community. I was I essentially started Human Rights Watch Asia back in 1986, and spent a lot of time in the non-governmental and the philanthropic community. And given the fact that that government is partnering with so many institutions outside of government, I think those experiences are probably pretty valuable.
What is so appealing right now about the nonprofit community that is drawing young people at such high rates when the federal government is struggling to bring them in, Eric?
Well, you know, it's a great question. I think that I think for a lot of young people, the non-governmental sector is in a position to respond more quickly to challenges confronting society. The opportunities to move up and around in the non-governmental sector may be greater for young people than in government. And for a lot of young people, they perceive the NGO sector as a better vehicle to pursue change. Now, while I really welcome the role of NGOs, and this school spends a lot of time training young people to work in the nonprofit sector, I think it is also critically important that we underscore to young people the value of government in a democratic society. And I would hope that we can, we can kind of reestablish a dialogue on the importance, the critical importance of government, because after all, government is the institution that is politically accountable to the people. And so as much as I really welcome the interest and the contributions of the NGO sector, we can't forget about government. I think there are some very serious risks there, and so at this school we try to promote opportunities for young people to have careers both in government and outside of government.